The United States and Japan have a trade deal, but a very limited trade deal. President Trump told reporters this is a big chunk, but in the fairly near future, we're going to be having a lot more comprehensive deals signed with Japan. The reaction from Japan's government is a bit more restrained. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe did call the agreement a win-win solution for Japan and the United States, but the prospect for a bigger deal remains uncertain. The president says the current understanding will open new markets to some $7 billion in U.S. agricultural products, while tariffs will be coming down on products from beef and pork to corn and wine. A broad arrangement on digital trade is also part of the discussions. But there is an elephant in the room. Actually, it's more like a Toyota. The current deal does not say anything about autos and auto parts, which are currently and historically the biggest part of the trade imbalance between the two economies. That may prove a more difficult set of negotiations. According to U.S. government figures, Japan had a trade surplus with the United States last year of nearly $68 billion. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.